This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The number of COVID-19-related deaths climbed by 6,000 within 24 hours globally to approximately 578,000. The figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Early stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released the early findings Tuesday, just weeks before the shots are set to begin much larger testing to prove if they're really strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like symptoms as a reaction to the vaccine. The next step, recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines in various stages of testing. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under U.S. law to punish China for what he called oppressive actions against the former British colony. President Trump said the executive order issued signifies that Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China by the United States. The move prompting Beijing to warn of retaliatory sanctions on Wednesday. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Beijing strongly opposes the latest U.S. action and urged Washington to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. More international headlines on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.